So why do lullabies send us to sleep? Is it because they sound like this? Or like this? Look, I'm being silly. Obviously, you need something quieter. Not like me to be silly, is it? But it's trickier than that. Maybe it's not enough for the music just to not be loud. I mean, that's quiet, isn't it? But it's not exactly a lullaby. It has to be something that gently repeats. Like the rocking motion of a cradle. There are various lullabies written by classical composers. By the way, if you're interested, the word lullaby comes from Hebrew and it means singing away evil spirits. So here's the most famous classical lullaby. It's by Brahms. And Fauré had a lullaby in his Dolly Suite. That gentle rocking. Lullabies are found in many different cultures around the world. This is one from our own backyard, from the Goongri people in southwestern Queensland, the Maranoa Lullaby, as set by Peter Sculthorpe. So why do lullabies send us to sleep? Well, they're going to be gentle, but there's that rocky motion in the background. Sweet dreams.